might even be a carpenter or a lawyer, who hasn't had much training in his field, and he just sort of does a halfway job of it.
Well, you just say, well, he's a minister, but he just does.
Yeah. I was thinking of a word that might not be used around here. Do you ever use jackleg? He's a jackleg preacher.
Oh yeah, he'll use jackleg. Yeah. But
you ever hear him called a yard axe?
No, never.
That's another expression for it. And the man who presides over the county court over here is called what?
Judge.
And a person who's in school is called a child who's in school is called what?
Students.
And do you ever use the word scholar?
Yeah, we use the word scholar some.
Does that have any special meaning, or does it mean just exactly the same thing?
It's the same thing. It's scholar and student, all the same thing.
And what about the in any sort of a club? There's one person who keeps a record of everything. Do you remember what his?
He's the secretary.
Yeah. And then somebody might ask you, well, "What nationality are you? What country are you?" And you say, I'm a what?
Well, I'd say I was American.
Mm-hmm. Then what about the, what's your word for the colored people?
We call them niggers here.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever use any other joking, maybe?
Colored people or something like that, or something like that.
You ever call them darky or?
Well, once in a while they call them darkies, but hardly anybody calls them darky around here. They either call them a nigger or a colored fellow.
Yeah. Then, what do you call the man who brings the mail?
Mailman.
And what about if you were not quite ready to go somewhere, you were supposed to go somewhere with a friend of yours, and he came by, and you were just getting dressed, and so you might say, well,
just wait a minute, I'll be ready now.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, maybe you're out here on the street, and a man, a tourist passing through in the car, has lost, he knows he's on the right road, but he wants to know how far it is to the next town. So he'll say, how would he probably ask you?
He'd say, well, how far is it here to the next town?
And if you want to, let's try to set up another situation. Maybe your youngest boy has done something, you're going to scold him for it. So you say, grab him by the arm and you say, now, you want to get his attention. You want him to pay attention to you.
I'll say, you listen to me here.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever use look here, look a here, anything like that? Now you look here. Would you ever say that?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, you just look a here now. I'm gonna...
Mm-hmm. And how somebody wants to know how many times a week you go to town, how would they probably ask you?
Well, they'd say, how many times do you go to town a week?
And they might say, how often?
Well, I don't know. They might, if which way they spoke it, you see.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that word often?
Well, yeah, I use often, sometimes.
And if somebody says, I'm not going to do what Joe asked me to do, and you're not going to do it, so you say, well, I'm not going to do